This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thanksgiving, Larry. Thank you for having me once again.
Yeah, exciting, obviously, to be around. I mean, you know, it never gets old, as we said the other night. I mean, this is a situation that everybody would love to be in, to be playing on Thanksgiving week, practicing on Thanksgiving Day, kind of a badge of courage and honor, so to speak. Talk about this year, because as we said before, you stepped up the schedule. You always have, but this year you bonded a little bit more. Trip to Georgia, a bus trip to Georgia, an airplane flight for some of these kids who have never flown before. Talk about this year as you head into this state semifinal again. Against Sefner Christian.
Yeah, this year was a fun one. You know, with some of the travel, you know, played some exquisite teams, you know, nationally ranked, you know, top five program in Georgia. And, you know, just noticed today the team we played in Tennessee is playing for their second straight state championship. So, you know, our schedule was awesome. You know, I think we lost, you know, two games that I think we should have won this year, but we definitely learned from them. It's been a fun season, man. The kids have been awesome, you know, on the field and off the field. And it's been, you know, one of these almost stress-free type of seasons, you know. So it's been a good one.
Yeah, and you had fun. I mean, like you said, getting a chance Definitely. To get away, but also being at home and playing a challenging schedule as well. And this team had a really unique makeup. You had some seniors who've been tested and have been playing at a high level for some of them for 5 years at the high school level. And then you had some young kids that plugged in as 8th, 9th, and 10th graders. Talk about that mix, because I think that mix is unique, and especially with the type of talent that you guys had at linebacker, at quarterback, at receiver, and the secondary as well.
Yeah, I mean, we had a nice group of kids coming back from last year's team, and that same group was a group that has been here for 2 or 3 years already, and then plugged in some nice pieces at some key positions, you know, defensive back, quarterback, offensive line, that really, you know, helped us to be able to put maybe some younger guys in the play earlier than maybe they would have expected. And you could almost mask it a little bit, given that they're young. But because we have a little bit more experience around them, it's easier to do so, you know. So that's definitely been a great help. You know, we have an 8th-grade center, which I know sounds crazy in South Florida, especially with our type of schedule. The kid's a starter. I think he just turned 14, like, last week.
Wow.
So he's like a baby, you know what I mean? And he's been doing a phenomenal job, I mean, dominating, you know, opponents as an 8th grader. And then just have some guys, you know, our quarterbacks are veteran, won a ton of games. You know, our Mike linebacker, Jesus Machado, has been amazing. You know, and the DB core is just phenomenal. I think one of the best in the country. So those guys have really helped, you know, given a chance for other guys to come in and play around them.
Yeah, no doubt. And you talk about Jesus Machado, somebody who has been at the high school level for 5 years, took 1 year to go to Central, but he's back. He's played 4 years at Champagnat Catholic. Here's a kid who really gets it, not only as a player, but in the classroom as well. You know, an outstanding student. John Quai Lewis, who is another kid who is a 5-year kid, who has been a leader for you, a secondary receiver, wherever you've need him over the year. And a lot of people who are listening that are Hurricane fans will know. We'll understand that Gregory Rousseau, who is arguably one of the best defensive ends in the country right now, also played at that school. Talk about that. When the kids like that have an opportunity to see Gregory Rousseau or a Donovan Georges or any of these kids, even Cato Nelson and kids like that who played at Champagnat throughout their career, or at least throughout, you know, some of their career, that have advanced on to the collegiate ranks and have had such a impact, that's got to do them well. And that's got to do well for their psyche as well.
Definitely. I mean, it does well for them. It does well for their psyche. And it does well for the program and the school in general, where anybody can easily say, oh, it's a two-way school. It's such a small school. But look around. You know what I mean? You got a starting quarterback in Cato Nelson. You got a top 10 Heisman Trophy candidate in Gregory Rousseau. You know, Noah Pierre at Indiana, you know, playing as a redshirt freshman. You know, Devontae Mitchell starting at the University of Ohio. You know, Donovan George's, you know, getting a ton of playing time now at FIU. I mean, those are guys that you know, were at Champagnat for multiple years, did great things there, and now are showing it off at the college level, you know, at an elite college level at that.
Right.
And I think that just takes the kids' mentality and says, well, damn, you know, they could do it. They've done it. So we're just the next, you know, the next puzzle piece that is going to do the same, you know. And that's kind of what they look up to. You know, Greg comes to the games. The kids come to practice. They FaceTime all the time. And they just kind of, you know, keep them motivated, keep them going, the social media posts. And just kind of, you know, they just continue to encourage and support, you know, the current guys. And I think that's a huge help.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Hector Clavijo joining us. Champagnat Catholic going for its fourth straight trip to state. This week it's Sefner Christian, a team that has won 10 in a row, playing at a pretty good level. They've never been this far before, so advantage obviously to the Lions. Talk about the opponent.
I think they're a good team. I think they got a lot of great pieces. They have a really good quarterback. Their running back is really good. He's real shifty, has great vision. They have like a 6'6" tight end that's a big time basketball player. Their wide receiver is another really big dude. They got size. I mean, if you look at them on tape, you look at them on their roster, their whole line is, you know, 6'3", 6'4", bigger. So they're gonna have some dudes, you know. But they are a small program. They, you know, it looks like they go both ways a lot. So that's going to be maybe the advantage that we play. Us also being small, but having, you know, we don't really have many two-way players besides maybe one. So, you know, that's our advantage there. And we just got to, you know, show them what we're made of, play Dade County football. And I don't think they've played a schedule like we play for sure.
Yep.
And I think that could be the difference maker at the end of the day, you know. But they look well coached and they got guys, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it should be. It's on Friday night, 7:30, playing at Curtis Park, which is kind of your home field through the playoffs and stuff.
Well, actually, I'll give you the you'll be the first to know. We actually just moved the game to Flamingo Park in Miami Beach.
Oh, you have okay.
Curtis had a little bit of an issue with the field, so we're having to move it to. Flamingo Park on Miami Beach, just found out maybe a couple hours ago.
Okay. All right. So at least we change that. So we'll change it for tomorrow's story so everybody will know that as well. Before we let you go, Thanksgiving, I know it's big around the house, and certainly you guys will be a little festive. What's going to be on the Clavijo table that you enjoy the most?
You know, I'm a big fan of Thanksgiving food, you know, and I try to keep it traditional, you know, not the Cuban style, as we usually go for. So I'm big on the turkey. Turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cornbread is my favorite.
Good stuff.
So that'll be a must. But I know my mom will sneak in there some lechon, and we got to deal with it.
Good.
So lechon, rice, and beans, and I don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, listen, you're in South Florida. You got to do as these pilgrims do, as they say. Coach, again, thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving. Best of luck this week. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate
it. Good stuff. You too. Cut him off at the end. Coach Hector Clavijo from Champagnat Catholic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.